Triple M, good morning, everybody. It is Stronny for Brekkie and the Go-Go's getting us underway out of 5 o'clock with Our Lips Are Sealed. It was Shauna that used to work here, is now in the Northern Territory working there. Used to always call that Alex the Seal. He thought that were the, well, that's, those were the words. Yes. Good morning, everybody. How are we? Hope you had a good Monday. It is Tuesday, the 4th day of September. A cloudy day on the way with a very high 90% chance of showers and storms again today and about 10 to 17 degrees. For the coastal waters, the boaties today can expect easterlies to around 20 knots. So it's going to be a pretty very ordinary day for the surf. I think Hutto will have his door locked. I don't think he'll come out of his little house there. Today in Cat Eye, we'll see. Now, the good news is plenty of wet stuff has fallen in most areas except the Macleay. Now, yesterday, Coffs had about 28 mils at this stage and there was nothing in the gauge in Kempsey or Taree. Today, at this stage, Coffs has 6 mils, only 0.8 of a millimetre in Kempsey at the airport there at Aldervilla, 31.8 mils in Port Macquarie and 16.2 mils in Taree. Now, looking at the radar at the moment, south of Taree around Seal Rocks and Port Stephens, it is absolutely pouring right down to Nora Head and Broken Bay. And sort of in Coffs, there is good rain there at the moment, north up to Grafton, Ballina, Cape Byron. But there's a big hole sort of south of Coffs down to Port Macquarie. There's nothing. But anyway, hopefully that changes as the day goes on and we get some of this much-needed rain. All righty, major news stories of the day. Nationally, the Greens are planning to move a motion of no confidence in Peter Dutton today. And locally, a woman has died following a fatal single vehicle crash yesterday. About 7 a.m, police were called to a dam off Bunya Road in Bunya, about 20 k's west of Nabiak, following reports a Suzuki Vitara four-wheel drive was submerged in the water. Submerged. Doesn't need to say in the water, does it? It's a bit of a Rex Mossopism. Sorry about that. Police have been told the vehicle left the road and hit an embankment entering the dam. Police divers attended and located the body of a 45-year-old woman inside the vehicle. Oh, dear. In sport, in the NRL, they're facing another PR disaster, this time with more Mad Monday antics. Really? This has hit a new low. The Bulldogs players have been caught stripping off in full view during an end-of-season celebration at the Rocks. And in the Telegraph today, there's some really unpalatable shots of players. And I'll leave it to your imagination when you see them. Locally, in surfing, big news coming up at the end of the week. The two-day national Old Mail titles get underway at Crescent Head. The sign-on is on Thursday at the Country Club from 6 p.m. The theme is retro in your dress. There are great prizes for your outfits there. 13 divisions will be contested. And Friday also sees the show and shine at beautiful Crescent Head. So, gee, I bet you they're all looking forward to that one. And a lot of people coming from all over Australia to surf there at the famed right-hand break. Now on the show today, plenty happening, including after 7, we'll be looking at being dudded. Now, look, I think that's one thing Australia's hate is being dudded. I know no one likes it, but particularly when you've just all your life you've believed something. Now, yesterday we had two crackers come out. Honey isn't honey. Well, it is. It's a better chance if it's all Australian. So all of us have got to be more diligent and have a look on the label. Is it 100% Australian honey? And also the pedestrian lights. Although I was always cynical about that, pushing the button. Apparently since the 90s, the late 90s, it's done nothing. Just make us feel good. Please, being dudded, what's next? Tell you what. Also coming up today, a real highlight for me. I am so excited. Now, when I was a young bloke, I left school at 15 and went to work in the city. And, of course, started to go and see rock and roll bands. And one of the first I got to see when they were just starting out was the Radiators. Now, they're still going. I think it's next week or the week after. They celebrate 40 years together. There are two original members, Jeff Turner, who I'll speak to today, and the lead singer, Brian Nichol. Back in the heyday, and still today, the energy in the room when they play is amazing. So I'm going to catch up and talk to Jeff later today. Friday night, they'll be at Southwest Rocks Country Club, the beautiful Southwest Rocks Country Club. So I'm so excited. 7:45, I'll catch up with Jeff Turner from the Rads. Also coming up, birthday wheel, $1,000 up for grabs there. We were two off, I think, yesterday. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of some really famous, great Australians, like three-time Olympic 100 metres swim champion Dawn Fraser, actor Noah Taylor, and a lady that has the odd Instagram follower or two, Beyonce. Also, we'll talk about the Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win. And we're talking about airfares, accommodation, chauffeured to the game, yes, ANZ Stadium to the grand final, watching from the zone box seats while waiters serve a luxurious five-course meal with unlimited beverages. Hello? Only Triple M Club members can win. Also, Christy M with What's On, the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. That's the lineup today, 132710, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. If you didn't hear the big news out of 7am yesterday, it was a really good story. We spoke to Cherney from Blair's and Port Central News Agency. He had a bloke walk in. He was just locking up. He looked a bit distressed. Anyway, they run his ticket through the machine. It's $250,000 on a scratchy. If you want to hear that interview in full, it's on the catch-up from yesterday. It's good fun to catch up with what you may have missed or half heard. You know, what did he say? What was that about? Go to the catch-up page. Simple. 5:15.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
CN. N. This Cactus National News Special Sports. Presentation with Big Gazza. Reutemann.
Sandy, the drugs in sports debacle just goes on and on like Oprah's dinner. But before I get to that, a word about the live baiting of greyhounds, which quite frankly has been happening since time immemorial. In fact, the...
Excuse me?
No autographs right now, love. I'm on the airwaves.
No, it's not an autograph book. What I want you to sign is a petition to ban all sport. I'm Green Party Senator Sarah Handsome-Rack. And live baiting of greyhounds is just the tip of the cruelty iceberg.
What the far-lap are you talking about?
Well, look at horse racing. They whip those poor creatures and nail horseshoes on their feet.
Yeah, but that's just for good luck, love.
And I hate to think how they nail the shoes on racing pigeons.
Aye?
Sports like archery and shuttlecock use stolen animal products, namely feathers, leaving flocks of poor naked birds shivering in their nests.
You've been smoking something funny, love.
Sport is nature's Armageddon. Look at car racing. Burning all that fossil fuel leaves a huge carbon footprint.
Footprint? Nah, love, they're skid marks.
And what sick people go in for wood chopping? It's tree mutilation. And competitive swimming. Pools are like keeping innocent water in cages. And breaststroke is sexual self-abuse. Oh, man's inhumanity to everything.
Not to mention the dolphin kick, love.
Oh, my supreme being of choice. That's disgusting. It's worse than using horse heads in chess. Worse than how sailing enslaves the wind. Instead of letting it run free, free to run to the bosom of Mother Nature, to swirl.
Oh, that's enough. I've been Big Gazza Reutemann. Join me next time and I think I'll talk about the drug problem outside sport.
How green was my cactus for the...
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. Here he is, the great man himself, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Troy.
Now, we just gave the rainfall registrations. I always say you are in the Bermuda Triangle. 31.8 mils, it says, in port. That's at the airport. Now, you would, Fennec, and be... Would you be 2 kilometres, 3 kilometres away?
Well, about 3 k's or 2 k's by the crow's fly,
I'd say. Okay, you're out having a look in your boats because you think, I'm going to have to go bailing. What do you see?
Nothing. There's nothing in them. I cannot believe it.
Nothing in your boat.
I could sponge them out.
Really? Okay. Well, there you go. Isn't that amazing? I always say you live in
the... Anyone else phone in and tell us what else has happened around the area?
Yeah. Bermuda Triangle. What is going on there? All right. How did fishing go yesterday, Bluey? It wasn't the best day, and it got cold again in the afternoon.
It did get cold, but the wind didn't get up, so our windows of opportunity were very good yesterday, and we didn't go do too bad. We went home with a couple of fish in the bucket. We worked hard for them, but, you know, there was a blackfish and brim. There was the odd flathead caught also. There was no whiting around yesterday. They were sort of on the scares. Plenty of potty mullet floating around the estuary also at the present moment, so there's some good live bait there, and the beaches, they're a bit upside down at the present moment, so we're not doing very well out there, but the estuary seems to be producing some nice fish at the moment.
All righty. What about today? I mean, you've got this onshore wind. It's going to be not very nice at the beach. And bottom of the tide about 9 o'clock. Oh, gee. A 1.4 at 3.30. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we'll head out the estuary again this morning. I'm just going to try for a blackfish today. I'm just going to have a nice white day on the rocky foreshores. Just try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage.
Okay.
I think we'll do quite well. I think they're starting the quality of the blackfish being caught at the present moment is excellent. Probably some of the best blackfish I've ever seen. You know, so it's okay. Good in that way. But as I said, they're not in big numbers, so you do work hard for a few in your bucket.
Okie dokie. Well, that's good. A reminder too, Bluey, coming up on Saturday, we've got a Triple M Rocks Your Shop. We're going to be at Camden Haven Marine and their Spring Into Boating Super Weekend Sale. With great deals on Stacer, Evinrude, Suzuki Outboards, and we're going to have some fun playing some games there. One involves a singing fish. Have you seen Billy the Bass, Bluey, that sings when you walk past?
No.
Have you seen him?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Take me to the river, drop me in the water. Now, we might do a quiz around some of his stuff. I don't know. We'll wait and see. I was thinking about great boats, too. We're at a boating store at Rob's place, you know.
Yeah.
Could we go, like, match the boat with the captain? Like, we could have Captain Stubing in the Love Boat. You could have the skipper in McCall's Navy. The skipper with Gilligan's Island and the SS Minnow. What about some other ones, Blue? McCall's Navy?
McCall's Navy is another one.
Yeah, McCall's Navy. We could have that one. What about other boat ones? Do you think of any?
What about the Poseidon Adventure?
Hey, you know who the captain...
Titanic?
Yeah, hang on. The Poseidon Adventure, in the really Fair Dinkum film, which was frightening, you know who the captain was?
No, tell me.
It was the bloke out of the Naked Gun films, Leslie Nielsen, the comedian. But you look at it now and you think he's going to drop a really funny line, but he's really serious. Everyone's going to be killed, you know. But it was Leslie Nielsen. He was the captain on the Poseidon Adventure.
I remember going to the movies and watching that, and I was hanging on to my seat.
Oh, what about the other one, Towering Inferno? Oh, imagine that one, Bluey. The whole building's alight. What are you going to do? Big swan dive out the building and end it all. I don't know. It was shocking. And the other one as a kid, I remember, they don't have it anymore, but remember Saturday, they'd be on Saturday nights, but for those of us that were little kids that were scared, they used to have them in the middle of the day and you'd draw the blinds and be shaking. It was a creature feature. Remember those, Bluey?
No.
Oh, like
no,
the Blob and movies like that.
The Blob.
The Thing and all that. Oh, gee, we're not going to go down that road. I hate scary films.
Yeah.
Do you like them? I know people that love them, you know, really serious horror films. I couldn't think of anything worse.
No, I wasn't into it, that's for sure.
Oh, and the real bloodthirsty ones, a bloke with a chainsaw and stuff. Oh, no, I can't. No, thank you very much. How do we get it onto this subject? But anyway,
I don't know.
We might make a list up of captains you've got to match with the boat. What do you think?
I think so. That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, all right. We might do that on Saturday. Talk to Christy about that.
You've got a theme on each boat, and they've got to go around and match them.
That's right. Match the captain with the boat.
And there'll be a clue on the boat itself.
We'll see. Now, what we could do is get a...
Side adventure, just have it upside down.
No, you can't do that. But I tell you what, would be...
You're sitting upside down on the trail or something like that. That's what you think.
I can tell you, can you get me a photograph of Soaker with a captain's hat on? We'll put a houseboat, and then you've got to match Soaker with the houseboat. We'll see. Hey, we're working on something here. This has been a very good brainstorm this morning, Bluey. Anyway, we better get on with the show, I suppose. Today, it is not the best of conditions. However, you're confident about the really good-sized blackfish that are in the estuary at the moment.
Yeah, good stocks of blackfish in the estuary at the moment. They're a bit on the quiet side of the biting, but I tell you what, go out to the estuary this morning, try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
I know when I'm fishing around my pots and pan cupboard, I don't want any nasty little surprises.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yes, here he is, Lee Jollo. Good morning.
Hey, g'day, mate. How is it?
Terrific. And, gee, I can tell you that a lot of controversy about the front page of the Telegraph today.
Oh,
why
geez.
Do they do it? Anyway,
crikey, disgraceful.
Take us through it, Lee.
Yeah, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph, there's quite the photo there. And it's described in the Telegraph, the NRL's Mad Monday antics have hit a new low, with Bulldogs players stripping down yesterday afternoon and dancing naked in full view of the public as they boozed at a bar in the Rocks. The Daily Telegraph captured second rower Adam Elliott, main picture, parading around nude to roars of laughter from teammates. Shocking. As well as that, candidate awestruck, Labor's candidate for ex-PM Malcolm Turnbull's Wentworth seat had his financial company referred to Australian Securities and Investments Commission by iron ore magnate Andrew Twiggy Forrest. That's in the Daily Telegraph there. In the Sydney Morning Herald, meantime, big banks deny criminal conduct. National Australia Bank has hit back at allegations at the Banking Royal Commission that it mistreated its superannuation customers, arguing it did not owe them an overarching obligation to act in their interests. Ann Morrison in a muddle over school sex education. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a public school program aimed at reducing rates of sexual assault and gender-based violence in Victoria is part of the reason he sends his daughters to a Sydney private school. Very interesting.
And locally with you, Lee, plenty happening again today?
Yeah, that's right, mate. So this morning we're running with an important chance, actually, for our law enforcement to hear from residents about their biggest concerns in the community up in the Maclay. The latest Community Safety Precinct Committee meeting will be held at the Shire Council Chambers from 10 a.m. It's aimed at driving down crime in the region through police engagement with locals in attendance as well. They might have useful info for police and vice versa. So that's a good bit of news there. Hopefully we'll be able to crack down on crime right across the region, really.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And what about on the news last night? I feel Australians hate being dudded. They hate being dudded. About the honey yesterday, we've all got to be a little more diligent. We're looking for 100% Australian.
Yep.
But what about crossing the road? Did you believe those buttons worked, pressing them?
I always thought so.
Oh, how ripped off do we feel? Fair
enough. It's just a gimmick.
Well, apparently the worst you can go is 90 seconds. They'll all go in 90 seconds, but they're all already programmed to go at certain times. So it just makes you feel better. Now, I want to ask you, Lee Jollo, newsman extraordinaire, man of today. It reminds me of when your batteries are going flat in your remote. And what do? You push the buttons harder, if that's...
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
Do you do that
buttons,
as well?
It's not the batteries.
Yeah,
100% with you there.
Dudded. Aussies hate being dudded, and we've been dudded with the traffic lights and the crossings there. I can't believe it. All right, thank you, Lee. Head off back into the newsroom. Andrew's got the traffic for us next, talking about lights. Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie and Rosanna there and Toto. Love the sound of Toto and Steve Lukather on the guitar there. 13-27-10, our telephone number. This morning it is going to be cloudy, yes. There may be more, there's a very good chance there will be more showers and storms predicted today, particularly in the north and up to about 17 degrees. The great news is up to 30 mils of rain have fallen overnight. Well, last night on the news, as I alluded to earlier, two great examples of Australians being dudded. We hate being dudded. Give us an example of when you've been really disgusted at being dudded. Now, the one that really hurt me was the crossings. Now, how stupid do we all feel going to press the button and it never did anything for 20 years, since 1997? Hello? And the one about the honey, I think we're always a bit... sceptical about that. We've all got to be more alert and have a look for 100% Australian honey to help out our honey growers in particular. But I feel really dudded about those crossing lights. Fair dinkum. 13-27-10, great duddings of our time. Len, good morning in Port. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you going?
Terrific. Now, tell me, honestly, did you used to press the buttons to cross the road?
Yes, but I only ever press them once. It's like an elevator.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know the lift comes quicker if you keep pressing the button. Yeah. It's
We were talking to the newsman before 7 too about what about when your batteries are on the way out on the remote, and what do? Push the buttons harder. If that's going to do anything.
Of course, it does. It makes you feel better.
Australians hate being dudded, Len. Where do you feel you've been dudded?
Dudded? Mate, you've only got to bring up a thing that I grew up with called a wagon wheel. Wagon wheels used to be huge. They would cover your hand, right? And now you buy them and they wouldn't... No, I can't say that, but they're not big.
They're not big. No, you're right. Wagon wheels were huge in the yellow wrapper, weren't they?
Yellow and red and things like that. But I mean, but they used to be like wagon wheels. Now they're like Tonka car toys or Dinky car toys or something. You know, like, they've got to change the name.
All right, okay. You've been dudded on wagon wheels that have shrunk over the years. Now, here's it's funny we're talking about food. Narelle from Southwest Rocks. G'day, Strawny. Hearing you talk about being dudded, I used to love Freckles when I was a kid. I remember. Remember those chocolates?
Yes, my word.
How big were they? Like 50-cent pieces. And now Narelle says, they're only about the size of a 5-cent piece now. Oh, yes.
That's just inflation, that's right.
Don't be like. Good on you, Len. Australians do not like being dudded. 13:27:10, it's Triple M.
Strawny.
Yes, it's my pleasure to welcome to the airways of Triple M, Jeff Turner from the Radiators. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Strawny. How you doing?
Good, buddy. It's so good to talk to you. When I was 16 or 17, sneaking into the Stage Door Tavern, Selena's, in the late 70s, to see the Radiators, and when the first album came out, I was first into Pitt Street to buy Feel the Heat. You guys are still going and still playing so many great gigs, and wow, we're going to see a great night at Southwest Rocks on Friday night. It's going to be sensational. Jeff, when you went from what you were doing into the Radiators, the big Swifty move, did you think you'd still be going 40 years on?
Well, no, not at all, really. We just happened to get a gig and last till next week, I think, And, one Saturday night turned into another gig on the next Saturday night, and suddenly we were just overloaded with gigs, and we were playing, six, seven nights a week back there in the late 70s, early 80s. And it just kept going and going, and before you know it, 40 years have passed.
It's amazing, Jeff. As you say, you guys were known as the hardest working band in Australian pub rock. How many gigs are you doing now a week?
We're doing two or three, where we can.
Yep.
There's just not as many shows as there was, and not as many venues, of course. It was just crazy in the early days, and every pub had a gig on, and every club was running bands and that, and it's just not the case these days. So we probably do, 90 to 100 a year now, I'd say, but we're coming up to, and I think we've just passed 4,500 shows,
It's amazing. Jeffy, have you got the actual date? Is there going to be a Rad's, 40th anniversary show somewhere, like a really, really big special show that will coincide with the date?
Not really. We're actually playing in Brisbane on September the 14th. We did our first gig back in September
13th,
1978. And so we're into, by September next month, it'll be 40 years since we've done our first one, and we're just marking the occasion, or we're doing it like a, calling all the gigs a 40th anniversary tour sort of thing, and getting a logo out and a bit of a, promo thing around that and try and make the most of it, because it's quite a milestone,
It is. It sure is. Something to be really proud of with you guys. Jeff, let's go back to that first album, because to me, going to see you guys, they are all the songs, the live songs that you guys did were on Feel the Heat, and they're still the ones they want to hear today. Was only the fill-ins, the bonus single that came with it with Fess's song, etc. You just made that up when you were at Byron Bay recording with Charles Fisher?
Yeah, we just did. That was just off the top of the head. It was one we were doing at gigs and that. We were just mucking around. We were just knocking out after dinner one night just for the hell of it. And the record company said, let's put it out as a bonus single for the debut album, And so people who bought it early would have copped that as a single, 45, And
hey, Jeff, how old are we talking about 45s? Hey?
Yeah. Has anyone even got a record player these days?
Exactly. Yeah. And Jeff, of those halcyon days when you guys were just getting a roll on, what were your favourite places to play? I mean, there were some really great venues. I mean, that stage door tavern, how hot was that, even in the middle of winter time? It was incredible.
It was. We played there one night with the Angels and Midnight Oil on the one show, Radio's Midnight Oil and Angels, and the place was so packed, it was condensation coming off the roof. It was like rain coming down on you from the heat, you know. And people couldn't move. They were literally just jam-packed, and I'd heard stories of guys just, you know, relieving themselves on the floor because they couldn't get to the toilet. It was just a total chaotic, you know. If there was ever a fire in that place, it would have been like mass deaths. It was typical of those days. They used to try and make so much room in the venues that they'd take out all the chairs and whack them up against the fire escapes, you know. So if there ever was any dramas, people would be, you know. You'd never get away with it these days, of course, you know.
Yeah. And of course, you and Brian, the surviving original members, and Brian's voice, he still loves it, you still love it, and we're going to see a great show. And, wow, you've got Bounty Hunters. Now, they're our on the Mid-North Coast. They're a local band. You know, David Hines, the guitar guru, and Linny and Mark, they're a great band. It's really going to be a great night on Friday.
Yeah, we know those guys well, and I remember Hinesy from back in the days of Rabbit and all that, you know, in the late 70s and that, you know, when he was cruising around, and then later on in a band called Contraband, I think. And, you know,
that's right.
We go back a long, long way, and he's a great guy.
Yeah. Thing is, Jeff, you've still got hair. See?
Hanging in there. It's probably my best feature, I think.
He's going to hate me for saying that. But look, we're so looking forward to it. Let's put a little montage together. This is Classic Rads. They're going to rock the joint. So will Bounty Hunters. Southwest Rocks Country Club. Friday night. Jeff Turner, thank you very much, Jeff, for all the entertainment and great songs you've given us over the years. And we can't wait for Friday.
Thank you, Strawny. Thank you.
Strawny? In 1999, when no one has a name anymore, just a number.
As I scan my rear vision mirror, what do I see?
I see a messy face that are perceiving me.
What
can it be? Beautiful, it doesn't have to be. Just know I don't keep any there.
Take me to New York and teach me how to talk real cool. Take me to Havana so I can wave my banner like a fool. The door and light the fire. My head is filled with sweet desire. Slip into something comfortable. Now you don't have to fly solo. Don't have to eat or sleep alone. I'm making my way home to you. Don't worry, it's alright. I'll be coming home to see you tonight. Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming home to see you today. Just telephoned ahead to say this boy of yours is a-okay. No need for tears, I'm on my way. Too many weeks I've had to hide my face as I tore up inside. No need to fear, I'm home to stay. Don't worry, it's alright. I'll be coming home to see you tonight. Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming home to see you today. I'll be coming home to you.
Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming home to see you today. Don't worry, it's alright. I'll be coming home to see you tonight. Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming home to see you today. Don't worry, it's alright. I'll be coming home to see you tonight. Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming home to see you, coming home to see you.
I'll go along, babe.
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Trotty Fabricki and Billy Joel there and My Life. It is 10 past 8. Yes, the rain is really welcome. 30 mils in Port overnight, the top rainfall registration, and let's hope more comes down today. What's the traffic light like? Well, it's still pretty dim out there. Please make sure you're driving with your lights on. Andrea, not far away here at the M's, but it's time for this.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port home zone.
Yeah, morning to Jerome and the team at 40 Wings and my very special guest, former Triple M afternoon legend, the great Richard Palmer, otherwise known as Dicko. Say hello, Dicko.
Hey, guys.
Come on, is that all you're going to say? Now, can you say says for me?
Says.
So he used He used to say says all the time. Anyway, Dicko's in for a catch-up, and he's my wheel person this morning, and let's hope it's wheely good, Russell in Kempsey. How are you, Russ?
Good, mate.
That's the way. What are you doing today, Russell?
Not much. Just got to go and get a couple of x-rays, mate.
Oh, x-rays. Okie dokie. All right. Well, I hope you got an early appointment and they're not running an hour behind, Russell, because they get snowed under a bit at the x-ray place. So good luck. Hope it all turns out okay, mate. Let's try and give you $1,000. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
28, buddy.
28 for Russell. All right, Dicko, away you go. Come on, 28. Here we go for Russell. It's going to be close. Oh, Dicko! Go on, tell him what it's landed on.
29.
29, Russell. I can't believe it. Number 29.
Okay, geez,
mate, I'm so sorry. I tell you what, I can't give you the cash, but end of the month, we do the big draw for the Triple M bag jam pack full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, okay?
Cheers, mate.
All right, and all the best, Russell. We hope everything's okay. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for the call. Thanks,
just
mate.
Just a little knee. Thanks, mate.
Okay. Now, Dicko, what are we going to do with you? Other birthdays today include, is it Janine's birthday today? Janine Sims' birthday today. Nini, if you're listening, we hope you have a great day from us here at all here at Triple M. And people like Janine are sharing their birthdays with the great Dawn Fraser, three times Olympic gold medalist at the 100 metres. Noah Taylor, Australian actor, also birthdaying today. And the lady who has the odd follower or two on Instagram, Beyonce, also birthdaying today. That's the wheel for Jerome and the team at 40 Winks at 12 past 8.
Strawny.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here is Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Strawny. You're saying there that it's the biggest toy shop.
Yeah,
yes. You can never have too many toys.
But they're big boys' toys, boats. Boats, proper boats, not ones you play with in the bath.
No, exactly.
These are real big ones.
Well, Michael sent me on a mission for this Saturday whilst we're there. He wants a new boat.
Hang on. We know how handy Michael is with stuff, and you guys love your camping and four-wheel driving. Would it be one you'd tow or actually sit on top of the four-wheel drive?
No, towing one. So it's got to be 5 metres.
Five metres.
So a big bow rider.
Okay.
Yeah. Aww. Otherwise, if we're going on a big adventure around Australia,
Brad'll
probably
love you,
do the one on top.
Probably pay for us going there just by you buying the boat.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Rob, are you listening from Camden Haven Marine? I've got one for you.
Don't convince me. Don't.
All right. Now, I mentioned earlier, look out for our badge sellers around the place for Legacy Week.
Yeah, it is Legacy Week, and it runs through till Saturday, where volunteers, including members of local Army, Navy and Air Force cadets, around Hastings area all week, particularly tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, will be out and about. Now, Legacy provides support to widows, widowers and children of Defence Force personnel who suffer serious mental or physical injury or lose their lives as a result of the service to our country. So look for those volunteers in shopping centres in Port, Wauchope and Laurieton and help Legacy support the families of our veterans. The annual Archibald Prize is on show show at the Glass House, of course. The prestigious and controversial Archibald Prize is Australia's foremost portraiture prize. And the Barrowville Art Group meet at 9 o'clock at the racecourse today. That's every week. And Zumba classes are every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. Two sessions. There's one at 10 a.m. in the Woolshed, which is a low-impact class, and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high-impact class. So if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy. It is 13 tonight. Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Trotty Fabrecki wrapping up with the moving pictures. And what about me? Ah, oh, yes. 3 to 9, Ray After 9 on 131 873. Tomorrow morning on the show, as we mentioned, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
You can hold your head high.
More of the grand final golden ticket. Plus, I'll talk to you about a great fundraiser coming up at the Port City Bowling Club with the travelling bowlers on Sunday to help the farmers.